Souls will cling, cold as blistering, bloody rain casts as dwindling. The throne is in sight, bodies piled high, plodding through.
You're listening to Night Cheese with Shubha and Kelly. And Kyle is not here today because he is asleep.
Yeah, that's a good reason.
Today we're talking about Game of Thrones, the penultimate episode, the penultimate episode. Ooh. Though there were no penises.
I wish you hadn't said
that. Testing something out. Okay, I'm gonna do a very quick plot summary and then we are going to discuss. Okay, basically what happens in this episode is Daenerys finds out that a like whole chain of people have sort of betrayed her, in the sense that everyone knows about Jon Snow, the cat's out of the bag. And she is mad and her feelings are hurt, and for whatever reason, Tyrion is able to talk her into only executing Varys. Okay. Oof. And so Varys gets crispy, but not before he seems to have like written a letter or something and given it to a little girl. And it's not clear what he's tasked her to do. Is that correct? And you kind of see her throughout the episode.
Yeah, it seems like she's spying on Daenerys or something initially.
Yeah.
Or she's like his assistant.
Yeah,
somehow.
Yeah. She's his administrative assistant.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then Daenerys is like, should I burn up King's Landing or ... And all of her advisors are like, no, probably not. But they have this like thing where if they ring the bells, that means that they're surrendering, so you don't have to crisp them up. So we'll, you know, do our thing and hopefully convince them fairly quickly to ring the bells. And then they'll ring the bells. They use the phrase ring the bells like 4,000 times in this episode. The episode is also titled The Bells.
The Bells.
So anyway, multiple people bring this up with her. Okay, it's time to fight. And was there anything that happened between when they're talking about it and when they actually go and fight that I missed?
I just wrote Danny. Oh, okay. I wrote Danny is strongly pro incest. There's like just one little scene where.
Yeah, I was going to talk.
So it's a very extremely confirmed now. They're aunt and nephew. Everybody knows it. They
Everyone
know it.
Everyone knows it. Yeah.
They still make out and she keep. And then finally, John's like, oh, wait, no, never mind. You're my aunt. Sorry. I forgot that I shouldn't make out with my aunt. And she's so sad. And it seems like that is the catalyst for a lot of other stuff that happens. But yeah, she's like sad that he's not into incest.
Okay, yes, I will have more to say about each of the things that happen in detail after I do the plot summary. But regarding that scene, I wrote one thing down, which was she basically is upset. She says, no one loves me. I'm so sad. She's like really playing the victim. And she says, like, is that what I am to you? You're queen. And I don't remember how he replies, but he does not reply, oh, you're also my aunt. So he should have, because literally that is what she is to him. Anyway, so they go and fight and people start dying, and she's flying around and she's like become remarkably accurate with her dragon fire and also dodging the air harpoons and whatnot. So all
the
boat people die. She starts scorching everything up. Everything is crispy. There's a lot of crispiness. And then the people in King's Landing, the army there, they do realize that this is kind of a futile fight for them. And so they do ring the bells, as it were. But this isn't until after Tyrion has used the phrase multiple times, ring the bells. This is in like a battle mode and not in a planning mode. So it's like, they're gonna ring the bells, they're gonna do it. And so shockingly they do ring the bells, and Daenerys is like, lol. She just burns the rest of the city down, and then a bunch of our favorite characters die.
Wait, Tyrion's not the one saying it during the battle. He says it like 15 times prior.
Doesn't
but
he
I feel
say
like
it at
during
one point?
It,
like he isn't he like outside? I don't know. He's like with a bunch of dead bodies or something, and he's like, okay,
maybe,
now they're gonna. He says it.
But,
John says it.
Okay.
People say it.
But there's like a lot of. I feel like the people saying it are like the soldiers who are like, hey, we surrendered. Like, please,
yeah.
Make it clear that we've surrendered.
Yeah, they surrender. They drop their swords. John's like, cool. Now we don't have to burn all of them. And then they do ring the bells and it's very loud and Cersei's like womp. And then Daenerys just isn't into it. And maybe she doesn't hear bells. Maybe she has tinnitus and so she's always hearing bells.
Maybe that's
and
what
so
it is.
And so she couldn't tell that that was going on.
Is it tinnitus and not tinnitus?
Oh, maybe it's tinnitus. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe it is tinnitus.
I've never talked to anyone about tinnitus before.
Yeah, neither have I. So she decides to crisp up the whole place. Nice and crispy. We get some fan service and in the Clegane Bowl that happens, which we'll talk more about. Arya escapes, which we'll also talk more about. And Jaime makes it to Cersei and they like hug and kiss and then die in some crumbling rock. Those are the things that happen.
Yeah. Arya is alive at the end and she like finds a horse and rides
yeah,
away on a horse.
Yeah, Arya leaves. Okay. So that is what happens this episode. I wish they had called it Maximum Crisp, but they didn't. They called it the bells. Why do you think they called it the bells?
Were there bells in this episode?
I don't know. I think I had
it has
tinnitus.
To be a metaphor for yeah. something. You have tinnitus.
So what did you think of this episode overall?
So, you know, it's kind of strange. I had very conflicting feelings because a lot of the actual plot, like the story resolutions that happen, I was unhappy about.
Yeah.
But somehow I enjoyed watching the episode so much more than the last episode. Like even the parts that I was upset about, I was still like, somehow this is like so much more entertaining to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Last episode, maybe the last two episodes, I felt like were kind of boring or like felt disjointed. This one, I feel like they made lots of bad moves in terms of the plot, but I had a, the past few episodes, I was really feeling like the length of the episodes and I was like, oh my God, when is this done? This one, I was like, ooh, who's going to burn up next? what did you think?
I thought it was too long. I think what is the point of having a 1-hour show, like, if you're not going to stick to the time constraint? Or, like, what was the point of, like, so it bothers me that so many of the episodes are 90 minutes. And I understand you want to fit all of, like, the story. You don't want to, like, break it up, so to speak. But just, come on. Like, there's a format. Please stick to the format. And they could have done a better job with pacing the earlier seasons if they were going to, like, jam all this stuff at the end of the last
season. Right. It's, like, really infuriating that they made the episodes feature film length. And I feel like left out some, like, probably the most important stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And so, okay. I mean, I liked the elements of it where it's kind of like Arya running through the city and trying to save herself, basically, and trying to save other people, but kind of failing. And
Arya fully, like, gets that woman and her child killed.
She does, but it's not. Yeah. They were going to
die. I mean, they probably would have died, but she, like, as soon as she pulls them out, they're like, oh, sorry, we're going to burn now.
Yeah. I enjoyed that aspect of it. I thought, like, you really get the feeling of, like, despair and, like, that Daenerys is a crazy bitch. I think they could have cut some of the, like, there's just a lot of her flying back and forth, like, burning things down.
Before that, there's, like, a lot of close-ups of, like, soldiers that we've never seen before, like extras preparing for war. It was a lot of extras preparing for war.
It was a lot. I think they could have cut some of that. I think that they, like I kind of mentioned during my plot summary, they really telegraphed the whole bells thing so hard. So even though she, you know, like, originally agrees to not burn the city down when the bells ring, I mean, I think it was pretty clear to everyone. To me, it was extremely clear. Oh, she's going to go fucking rogue. From other takes I've heard, people are like, that was such a weird move for Daenerys to make. She did a 180 or whatever. And I was like, she loves crisping people. It's her favorite thing.
No, I do think she kind of did. I mean, overall, I feel like they did not do the work to, like,
Make sense.
Yes, in the moment, it seemed very clear, like, she's about to go crazy.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with what you said about how, like, in terms of her long character arc, it doesn't make a ton of sense. But it's not, like, completely wacko crazy. They just, I think, paced it poorly.
No. Yeah. I actually really liked on, I think it was on this week's Pod Save America when the pod bros were arguing about it.
I don't know if I listened to that part.
It was, I think it was just at the very end, like the last few minutes of the episode.
Oh, I usually turn it, I usually cut it off you skip after the interview. Yeah.
So John Lovett, he was totally right about this.
Yeah.
They, for the first time ever in the previously on, at the very end, they like insert all this dialogue from the entire series. Like they just like pick every single moment someone has alluded to Targaryens being crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you're doing that because you know that we don't remember and that you haven't like made this clear enough this season. So you're like picking moments from season one, like, oh yeah, see, remember this? We told you this was gonna happen.
But like, I think the show, the writers like think that the audience believes that if a family of people is known to be crazy, like then they'll make the logical leap that any like that she could be crazy too, just as crazy, even though she hasn't shown all of the, and it doesn't really make a lot of sense because like look at Jaime and Tyrion, like I don't know, like people are very different like than maybe the rest of their family members are.
I was gonna say it is strange that what's their names, Jaime and Cersei, brother and sister, only had one crazy child.
Yeah,
I agree. The other two children were nice.
Yeah, I think they put too much, like they're leaning too much on the idea that, oh, Targaryens are also crazy. Yeah, I think they put too much weight on the idea of like, oh, if the whole family's crazy, then Daenerys is going to be crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, her whole thing is that she, you know, she's kind, she'll like punish people who deserve it, but she's like kind and just and, you know, she doesn't want to hurt civilians. Like I think a big deal was made out of a couple seasons ago, one of the dragons like ate a someone's daughter or something. They like killed some random girl and she kept them locked up for a year because she was like, oh no, my dragons are like hurting people. So it is a bit bizarre to me.
It is, yeah. I think like she was clearly in a compromised state of mind going into the battle just because of she felt threatened, though I don't know how making everyone crispy like resolves that.
So I guess the idea is that she's decided she's gonna rule through fear over love, so
yeah,
that's her plan.
I mean, couldn't she have like, it's just like a lot of real estate damage. Like if you're gonna live there, you really want the whole place to be like ashes and rubble.
That's what I was thinking.
Like unless she wants to move the capital to somewhere else.
Oh,
maybe dragon. That's what she wants to do.
Maybe dragon glass. She's from like capital.
Dragon far away. She's from like a different
dragon stone.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is Dragonstone then?
I don't know. Kyle would know the answer, but he's not here right now.
Kyle.
So yeah, I on the whole, like her making things crispy, I just thought it was kind of boring. Like I thought that like seeing the terror and stuff, that was interesting and really put you in the moment, but like it's kinda, I mean, it's whatever, it's fine. I don't really have a problem with it. I'm just sort of like they were telling, I feel like it would have been better if it had seemed more like a surprise in the moment. It did not seem in like a surprise moment. In the moment. They just said it so much.
That's so thing true.
That I don't necessarily dislike that Cersei died, you know, in a, with Jaime, like being with the building just collapsing on her.
God, I mean,
it doesn't necessarily have to, like, the thing about Game of Thrones is that it like subverts your expectations or whatever. Which is fine, but I feel like Cersei just didn't have a lot to do this season, and so I was hoping she would get some more stuff this episode, because really she's maybe had like 10 minutes of screen time like leading up
and
to
it's
this.
All like, been it, staring out of windows.
Yeah, yes it has. Oh my god. So yeah, I was just hoping for more from her. There's a fight between Jaime and Euron that seems unnecessary.
Wait, on the Jaime and Cersei thing.
Yeah.
I felt like, okay, I wish that someone had like murdered her.
Yeah.
preferably Jamie, but fine.
Yeah, I mean, I would have liked that too, but
she, I really wish that she had gotten like one kind of like piece of like just real biting dialogue where she gets to like be a bitch to someone. Like, that's her whole thing.
Is,
yes, yeah. Well, she did get that during Clegane Bowl. She got to like,
excuse me.
That was hilarious. Yeah,
that was amazing.
Okay, sorry. Continue. You're on.
No, that was all I was going to say is that I was bored by her like demise. I was just like, I need something more interesting from her than her and Jamie like reuniting tearfully.
And then like, who gives a shit about urine? Why are we
I didn't know. Wasting I didn't time. Need like the emotional payoff or whatever that was supposed to be of them fighting each other. Mm-hmm. I thought urine was dead when she crisped up their boats.
Right.
So so that was
weird. Someone did an interview with the actor who plays Urine. Yeah. And they were like, how come Danny's dragon is so much better at avoiding the things like the scorpions this time around than last time?
That's what I was going to bring up.
Like, what's the change? And he was like, oh, I don't know. They needed it for the story.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, great. Yeah,
that
no...
was actually my main problem with the crispy storyline is that she like has somehow become way better at riding her dragon in like no practice, with no time. Because do you remember the battle at Winterfell against the Night King and his like entourage? She was so useless the whole time. She couldn't do fucking anything.
Even just the last time
she couldn't even roast they were near the whites.
Well, even when they were near Urine's boats last time, they like immediately took out the other dragon.
Yes. So she's just, I just don't.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
That was the biggest, actually, character change that I was like, this is unacceptable.
She was a character change in the dragon.
In the dragon and in her, though, because she's like the captain of the dragon. I was just like, I don't fucking know what this is. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I was like really trying to see like, is there actually some strategic thing that's changed that we're supposed to notice? And there really isn't. It's just the dragon is lucky this time and does not get hit.
Well, and she's able to make such surgical strikes that she doesn't hit her own troops. Like, I don't understand.
Why don't they like make armor for the dragons? Like, you know that the dragons are being attacked. Yeah. Why are you leaving them vulnerable?
I don't know. Yeah, I agree. They should have, like, you know, dogs wear clothes sometimes. They should have a snood. For the dragons. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. We talked about that dog on Instagram. Yeah. It's a snood.
Wait, why is it called a snood? Because it's technically a scarf and a hood.
And a hood. What's the N?
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know where that word comes from. Okay, another thing is Clegane Bowl. Oh, my God. The fans have been waiting for so fucking long for the Hound and the Mountain to fight each other. And I was just like, they couldn't kill each other. And so they just got tired and jumped off the tower. I was just like, we can't even fucking see one of them kill the other. Even if the other one does die eventually.
I actually did like that scene. I thought it was hilarious that the Hound, like, once he realizes that the other dude, the Mountain, is like indestructible, he just starts laughing. He's like stabbing him and he's like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, you don't die at all. And then he has that like Darth Vader reveal.
Darth Vader.
He like takes off his mask and he is all sickly and pale looking.
Yeah, well, he's like a resurrected dead person. We already knew that about him. I didn't think
he's like a Frankenstein's monster. Yeah, no, he looked a lot less scary than I thought he would. He looked like I'm sad and pale.
I thought that the part where he stabs the Mountain and the Mountain like pulls the sword out of him is just like in Lord of the Rings. I don't know if you remember.
What is that?
At the end of movie where they're fighting and one of the characters stabs the Uruk-hai, which is one of those hybrid orc goblin thingies that Saruman creates that he births from the earth. Anyway, this isn't a Lord of the Rings podcast, but he does the exact same thing as he pulls the sword out. Anyway, just saying, just wanted to bring that up, that they're very similar.
You know that my brain stored none of the information from that movie.
Whatever.
I could not tell you a thing
about
it.
Sounds like we have to watch it again.
No, I shouldn't have said that.
Okay. Yet. And by the way, Memorial Day weekend, we will be watching Lord of the Rings 3, The Return of the King. So free up your schedule.
I'm unavailable that entire weekend.
Arya is there. She originally is there. I'm going to kill Queen Cersei, but the Hound eventually convinces her that it's time to go home because she's about to die. She's the only other thing in the story that we haven't really talked about. I'm scrolling through my notes. Yeah, so she, I thought her, like, where she, her character went and all of that was the most interesting part of the episode.
Mm,
yeah, and I'm glad that she lived.
And I'm so glad. Because I felt
like for her, she had kind of been very headstrong and kind of, like, on the, like, really ascending in her skills and status. And I think it was good for her to, like, sort of feel humbled or whatever and smart enough to leave.
Well, and also to feel like she's still, you know, like, a human person with desires outside of killing Cersei.
Yeah, exactly.
I think for a long time, you know, she's just been, like, kind of murder robot assassin.
Yeah.
And it's been, like, very badass.
But also a robot assassin.
Also sex robot.
Yeah.
<That's true>. Who are you? You're a sex robot. You're a sex lady.
Yeah.
But I did, I did like that there's a moment of, like, oh, I have like, other things to live for. Like, I still want to see, you know, my family or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm glad that she didn't die a I was going to say she didn't die a sex robot. I'm glad that she didn't die an assassin robot.
A sexy assassin robot.
No!
Okay, let me read what Kyle said. He said that he liked the burning sequence because it's disturbing and it makes sense from the story perspective. But he agrees with you that it doesn't show enough of Daenerys's transformation up until that point. And he says to contrast it with Walter White in Breaking Bad, where there's more of a, you see him, like, slowly declining.
I mean, or descending that, you into cannot craziness. Actually compare the show to Breaking Bad. That, I mean,
Breaking Bad is a better show.
Well, the whole point, I mean, the entire
that's true.
Premise of that show is that
he said declining. That the burning everything down is not, doesn't really make a lot of strategic sense, which I agree with.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense. Like, and it's also a long time to be on a, like, rampage, you know? Have you ever, like, you know, if you're in a bad mood or someone's, like, really pissed you off, you're kind of, like, you know, ready to go off on the next person, but you don't, like, carry that feeling with you for the next, like, 4 hours, you know? It's just, like, a long, and it's, like, a lot of effort. It's, like, a strenuous activity to burn a whole thing.
Actually, when Cersei is staring out through the window and watching it all happen, you see her eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah,
she eats three separate meals.
That's crazy.
And takes a few phone calls while
it
happens.
She does. she catches up on her soaps. Yeah, it's crazy. I think the whole burning thing was just, it didn't make a lot of sense in the, like, within the structure of the whole story from season one. Kyle agreed with me that the fight with the Hound in the Mountain was anticlimactic. Anticlimactic. Mm. He said that the Hound should have died at the end of season four. I don't remember what happens in season four, so.
Not a clue.
Maybe that's when Arya left him to die or whatever, which would have made sense. He said the episode was good if viewed by itself, but in the context of the show it feels forced. I agree, we really, like, mowed down a lot of the characters in this one episode. It felt whole season feels really forced.
That's true.
And so, okay, Kyle says his final episode prediction for what will happen.
This is what I need to hear.
This is wild. I think the odds on this are not great.
Okay
Daenerys executes Jon.
I didn't even think. Wait, we have to unpack that. Daenerys executes Jon.
I am surprised that she.
That did not occur to me.
Well, it was weird to me if she feels so betrayed that he's the main betrayer that she only killed Varys and not Jon and Tyrion.
Because she's still in love with her nephew.
Yeah, she
That's like her whole issue, right? Is like, it's okay. Like, you can, like, let me do this because you love me as a nephew loves an aunt.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I really like that. Daenerys has him executed. That's dope.
I don't think that will happen.
No, it won't, but I really
His
like
next
it.
Prediction is that Arya will kill Tyrion, steal his face, and then kill Daenerys with Tyrion's face, and then get herself killed in the process. And this last one is a huge mic drop. Kyle predicts that Gendry will become the king.
God.
Which
Go
I'm
fuck
here for.
Yourself, Kyle.
I'm here for Gendry becoming the king. Gendry is really the one that's been on the ascent, you know?
Yeah, or I feel like Bronn, you know? He's been making some deals. Cross. He's been in the background of the past several episodes.
I think that there's going to have to be some kind of resolution. I think Sansa is going to have Daenerys killed. And I think Sansa is going to become queen. And then Jon is going to be the hand of the king or whatever.
Really?
I don't know. That's what I want to happen. I just don't want Sansa to die. I think Tyrion needs to die. I'm fucking tired. The people I want to die are Tyrion and Daenerys. Those are the people on my list.
Yeah. Who else is left?
I don't even know what happened to Tyrion. Like, they don't really show, like, him going anywhere. I know he didn't die, obviously, in this episode, but, like,
he's around.
I guess you're just supposed to assume that he, like, wandered off to safety somewhere.
We didn't talk about the other thing that I think the episode was trying to emphasize.
What?
Was Jon, like, realizing what's happening and, like, realizing that she's going crazy. Job,
I made a huge mistake face.
Exactly. Exactly. And then the Charlie Brown music starts playing.
Yeah.
And, well, so Grey, okay, so they surrender, and then Grey Worm is like, fuck this surrender, and he literally stabs someone in the back. So Grey Worm is crazed.
I think that he does that because he sees that Daenerys hasn't stopped. So he's like, okay, I'm following her. Like, I'm taking my lead from her.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's what it is. But it seems like, so, like, for example, Jon sees that and he's like, oh, no. But Grey Worm is like, oh, yes, I'm going to, like, literally stab these people in the back. Like, the other army, they had, like, turned away from them, like, when the bells are ringing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then so they place a lot of emphasis on that. Like, Grey Worm is, you know, he's on Daenerys' side and Jon is realizing. He stops one of his own men from, like, raping someone. And
Jon has, there are a few separate moments of him just being like, I've made a huge mistake. And I think it's, like, good that he's realizing this because he's been a real fucking bitch and, like, I don't want to be king.
Oh my God.
You're my aunt. Like, he doesn't say that. I wish he did. I
think Varys is the only person who ever used the word aunt.
Yeah, so far.
No one else has really acknowledged.
I just want Daenerys and Tyrion to die. I don't know what's going on with Brienne. Maybe Brienne will help kill someone, and I think she is going to die too.
Well, to me, it seems like in the next episode, they're staying in King's Landing.
You think so?
Well, based on the trailer.
Where are they going to stay? There's no beds. Everything is crispy.
Yeah, they're
going
to spread some ashes into a bed.
I didn't watch the trailer. Okay, you think they're in King's Land. So you think Sansa's just out of it for the rest of the season?
I hope something happens with her and Brienne, but I assume that, so what I thought would happen was, like, someone will take the Iron Throne, or the Iron Throne will be, I don't know, melted or something.
Probably.
But Sansa will, like, live happily ever after as, like,
Queen of Winterfell,
Queen of the North or whatever. Okay, and Brienne will be her trusted, you know, Brienne of the North.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Yeah,
that's what I thought would happen. But maybe the trailer, you know, is leaving.
Oh, I didn't
surprises.
Watch the trailer. Maybe I should have, but I like to kind of go in blind and then see, like, press play and then realize that it's going to be 90 to 120 minutes and be like, what the fuck? So I'm, like, off to, like, a very angry start.
Yeah, well,
it's like a whole ritual for me now. Are there any other characters that we're forgetting about?
You know there is. Oh, your favorite character.
Bran better fucking die. If he wins, I'm going to fucking lose it.
He's not going to win. He's a crow now.
He wins?
Or a raven.
Oh,
he's not going to win. Anytime he needs to make a decision, he'll be like, I'm going to go now and then never come back.
I want Bran to die because someone killed him out of sheer annoyance. Like, I don't want it to be a strategic thing. I just want him gone.
I think there's no one else that we're, like, no other major
characters
that we're forgetting. Yeah,
do you think Grey Worm is going to die?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I think so too. Or maybe not. I don't know. He was just following orders, right?
Not really. I mean, she was,
yeah,
she didn't
true.
Say, like, army, keep going. She was just like, I've decided to go on a solo crisping tour.
Yeah.
She didn't.
Crisping tour. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how militaries work, but
Yeah, me neither.
To me, it seemed like he was just like, oh, she's going crazy? Fine, I'll go crazy too. Because, like, you know, he's pissed about Miss Sande and stuff. It
seems like so much extra work to kill so many more people after you've already been fighting. And, like what is the point? Like, if they're not trying to fight you, okay, maybe you have some residual adrenaline so you kill four or five more people. But I don't see what the point is of charging on when you're like, oh, Daenerys has got this. She's literally burning down the whole fucking city. Like, I don't right? know. Like,
that should have been a signal to go, like, sit down.
Yes. They should have gotten the orange slices out.
The yes. Gatorade. Take a break.
Yes. You know, one of the cool moms brought gushers. Do you have any predictions for the next episode?
God, I really don't. My only thing that I was thinking was about Sansa and Brienne kind of staying safe in the north.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like the next episode is not about them. I mean, hopefully yeah. it visits them. I mean, hopefully something happens with them at some yeah. point. But I have no idea. I really like the idea of Daenerys executing Jon. That would be dope. I mean,
I would want Jon to die permanently this time would be good, I think.
Melisandre is gone, so
yeah, they really like that whole Lord of Light thing, like really we'll petered never out.
Know.
Like,
yeah, it's that was strange,
very strange
I
to
do
me.
Really hope that something happens like what you said, that Arya puts someone else's face on. I mean, she has to. Oh,
she needs to do it one last time for the fans.
Well, she hasn't used it outside of like. I mean, outside of her list, I guess. She yeah. did use it. I was going to say she hasn't used it outside of, like, that training, but that's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would
well,
be cool if she did.
Well, she used it to kill that old guy, Frey.
No, yeah, that's what she did do it outside of her training. Yeah. I forgot that she killed, what's his name?
Yeah. That guy. So, I hope, if I have to see Daenerys make anyone crispy or any more structures crispy, I'm just tired of that. It's annoying and I'm tired. I want that dragon to die. Yeah.
You know, it's so weird. Like people on the internet are super emotionally attached to the dragons.
Why?
It's they so suck. Funny. After every episode, like if you go to BuzzFeed or something, there'll be an article that's like, this episode was really tragic. And I'm like, oh yeah, lots of people died. And then it'll just be like a collection of tweets about like, why did Rhaegar die? He was
oh my
amazing.
God.
Like, how do you even remember
the dragons'
names?
The dragons have no personalities at all. They're just CGI. Like, I don't understand. They're not like Ghost, who's so cute.
Oh, Ghost.
Yeah.
Poor baby.
So, at least he's safe.
Yeah, we know he's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Ghost. I'd forgotten about Ghost.
He'll be okay.
Left behind.
Well, probably safer for him there anyway.
Yeah.
John did the responsible thing, which is he knew he couldn't take proper care of Ghost, so he left him
you
in capable hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really have any I'm just ready for this to be over. Like, I have no like emotional like connection to the show, really. I'm just like ready for it to be over. I was listening to a podcast and there apparently they're talking about Game of Thrones, and there was a bunch of clips of press that like the actors did about this final season, and they like strung together a bunch of different clips of the actors basically being kind of showing that they're not very enthusiastic about the way the show ends.
Really?
Yeah, like someone asks Emilia Clarke, who plays Daenerys, someone asked her like, what do you think about the last season, like how does it go, and she's like kind of like winces and says like, best season ever.
Like, are you serious?
Yeah, like there I haven't watched it, but I heard the audio of this clip, and it's like there's multiple different people that are like, yep.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Not that you need to necessarily take the actors' like thoughts into consideration, because the actors aren't, you know, in charge of the story, but yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, you'd think that the HBO PR people would be like, hey, you got to, like, talk up the season.
Yeah, I think, that's very funny. I don't think they, like shit on it. I think they were just, like, less excited. They seem kind of like, they've, like, some awkward moments, I think.
Okay, interesting. I did read that Lena Headey, who plays yeah. Cersei, she did say that initially, I think in the end she was happy with how it ended,
yeah.
but she said that she was initially upset, like what we were saying, that like Cersei was just kind of, you know, her whole thing is like being a bitch and having like really like icy,
yeah. yeah.
demeanor and like
and
being
always
mean
being
to people.
Like a couple of steps ahead of other
yeah.
people.
Yeah. So it's like kind of sad that this whole episode she's just like staring out a window nothing. And then yeah. dying underground.
It's like the whole season she's basically done
the
nothing.
Whole season.
So
yeah.
yeah, I think that's what I was most disappointed by. Not like I mean the story is the story, but I think that like had like I would have liked to see more. From the act, like from Cersei especially, mm-hmm. I thought
she's
it would have been more interesting.
Sorry, yeah.
I just thought a lot of the elements of it were like uh-huh. kind of boring. Like I can only watch Daenerys like roasting things for so long, you know. And I just thought that they could have chosen more interesting routes. But I'm not of the like camp that oh, this isn't how the story was supposed to go because it exists in someone's mind, so they can make it go however they want. Just like J.K. Rowling talking about the wizards used to shit their pants and then make it disappear, you know?
So that's bizarre to me, though. Like, why is she... What was the context of that? Were someone
know.
Asking her questions about, like, things that are not explained in the book?
Yeah, she needs to stop.
Yeah, that does not help anyone.
Yeah. So anyway, okay, we need to wrap this up. So okay. let's any final thoughts before we give it our rating?
I don't think so. I stand by my original feeling, which is that for some reason I enjoyed it. I found it a lot more exciting to watch than the past few episodes, mm-hmm. even though I was really upset by like the major plot points, namely like what happens to Cersei and what happens
yeah.
and what Daenerys does.
Yeah.
I really did not like those two choices. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I just like found the episode very entertaining. Oh, you know what it was? Was that we really went back to a lot of classic like Game of Thrones gore. There was so
That's
much
true.
Gross shit
gore.
Happening. And I was like, oh, yeah. this is like season one or season two Game
there
of Thrones.
There were no
like,
tits, though, which is weird.
No tits. That was strange.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was.
I think that it was like I was hoping that there would be just more stuff from the characters such as Jaime and Cersei
yeah.
and Tyrion. I just thought it was just like not very interesting. There was a lot of action, so that was, you know, interesting to watch, and the feel of it was good. Like it really established a disturbing feel, but I was just like a lot of the choices they made were just like really bored me. So
yeah.
out of 10 crispy people, I would mm-hmm. give this episode a 6.5.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'd give it a 7 out of 10
okay.
Crispy,
okay.
Crispy people. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll see what the next episode has in store
oh,
for
shit.
Us. How
the
much
ultimate
will it disappoint
episode.
Us? Who knows? Okay. That is all we have for you. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Cheers.
Will conspire. Dragons breathe lots of fire. Oh, look at them fly. Everyone is wide. Plodding through a Winterfell-y land. Plodding through a Winterfell-y land. Plodding through a Winterfell-y land.
And it's like a long drive to work. It's like now I have a toll tag. I'm a toll slut now.